Ladies and gentlemen, it's 6 o'clock. 7 o'clock, excuse me.
Hello.
Yeah, better get in the right town, huh? The purpose of this special meeting is to conduct a work session on parking to discuss outcomes from items assigned at the July Council meeting. Notice was posted as Town Hall and on the town's website on July 27th. A notification was given to the Sunshine List, thus meeting public meetings laws. The first order of business is Commissioner Hagler is traveling for business, so I need a motion to excuse David.
Motion to excuse David Hagler.
I have a motion, second. All in favor?
Aye.
David's excused. Now we have adoption of the agenda. Take a look at the agenda, gentlemen. I plan to hit each of these items, maybe not in this specific order, but we will hit each of these items. And any questions on the agenda?
I move that we accept the agenda as printed.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. First thing I want to call your attention to is your work packet in front of you. And I want to thank Mandy, Nancy, and the staff for doing a very good job of putting together this work pack and getting Google Maps up here on the wall so when we talk about specific items for parking resolution that we can get a good view of what we're talking about. Thank you all. What we have is the Google Map. We have the water map. This is the storm water map, which will tell us where all the hydrants are. It tells us where the water main valves are. It tells us where sewage vents are, things like that. So that's available. We should be able to see it there when Mandy really brings it in. However, you also have the memos. The memos that were written to the HOA, the response of the attorney, and the response of Arlen on the Powell Act and what we can and cannot do to roads. And the work item inputs are in the details within your work packages. With that, I want to start with one item that we should be thinking about as we move forward on the rest of them. And that item is residential stickers or residential only parking. According to the Powell Act, there is no indication that we cannot have residential stickers. According to the attorney and the review of the North Carolina General Assembly laws, there is no reason, as a matter of fact, we have the right and the ability to restrict parking as we wish. As we look at this, a possibility is resident-only parking. So, that may not be a decision that gets made tonight because our plan tonight is to go through this, these work items, look through the work items, discuss them to the extent they need to be discussed. Look at the input from each of the staff, which was from Fire Chief Kennedy, Police Chief Bowden, and Public Works Department Head Jimmy. So, Jimmy Meiser. In that case, we have all the inputs. Let's get started.
Mayor?
Yes?
Your definition of resident is a resident clarification. A resident of Curie Beach, not a homeowner association resident and then another homeowner association resident. So if you're a resident of Curie Beach and some of the homeowner roads are wide enough, then any Curie Beach resident may park in those homeowners, in those areas?
That we can restrict it any way we wish, basically. But my particular view of that is if you are a resident, you have a resident sticker, you can park in any of the resident-only spaces. That would be my view. Anybody want to answer into that question?
That's why I've.
So, of course, that would take public meeting, which we'd go through once we determine what we wish to do, take a public meeting, and then, of course, the right number of votes on council for us.
I was just trying to understand your definition of residential.
Right. If you're a resident, it's residents only. It's every resident.
Okay.
So if you live in Sea-Watch and you want to park at the Keys, okay. I have at it.
Cut through the back. Thank you.
No problem. Okay. The first item was a request to the HOAs for feedback on which streets would handle designated parking spaces on one side. Now, this input was not due back until August 14th. We have heard from two of the HOAs, but I'll wait until the 14th till we hear from all of them. That will be before our meeting. You'll get all get a chance to take a look through those responses. However, I did drive around the town with the police chief, with Jimmy, and then the fire chief afterwards to look at locations that had been identified by certain citizens as potential places to park. And in reviewing those, we came up with some that were feasible and should be for our consideration. So if we can, let's start with those, Mandy, if you're ready. Okay. Are you starting at the top of the list?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So even though we may not have heard from this particular HOA, we're going to discuss whether or not the road itself is wide enough to...
Yes. Okay. Yes. Now, we cannot delegate the decision to the HOA.
Right.
We can't accept their input,
right.
And we should consider their input,
sure.
But ultimately the town streets will have
all
to determine
the streets
what
are owned
we're
by
right.
the town. And HOA because, doesn't own any of the streets.
Because it's very likely that on many streets most people won't want parking, but you'll have a few who say we don't have enough parking, right? So we'll have to take a look at what the options may be.
Okay.
Item number one, the unpaved right-of-way left of the Settlers Lane water tower. If you look at this location, gentlemen, you cannot be within 100 feet of a water resource. This is Settlers Lane, folks. So as you look down Settlers Lane, 100 feet is somewhere in this area. There's a potential to allow parking through this whole piece of land which belongs to the town, or there's a potential for maybe 8 one-depth cars. If you know, they're pulling diagonally about 8 cars, just one deep, as overflow parking for the neighborhood. It could be 8, it could be 16, could be 32, etc. We need to think about what we would do with that particular asset that's owned by the town. We can do something with it, and we would probably want to talk to the HOA. I don't think that's the Keys HOA, is it?
No.
It should be
Creek Village. So we would probably talk to them about their particular views on that. But again, if we do something there, it has the potential to be residents only. That did not have any negative feedback from any of the department heads. Jimmy approved it. The chief thinks we should use it if we can figure out how to do it. And it does not impact the fire department. Matter of fact, it helps in their emergency egress. Next one is the unpaved right-of-way left of Settlers Lane Pump House. Yet, if you want, gentlemen, you have all these on this piece of paper. If you want to make notes right on them. Now, this pump house is all the way at the end of Settlers Lane, and it is right in the turn. And unfortunately, even though we have more than 100 feet, these are wellheads. I'm sorry, main water valves. We are not going to be able to use that and potentially impact the water infrastructure. So that was a recommendation from a citizen. We're not going to be able to use that. That was nixed particularly by the Public Works department head. Let's see, this is a little bit out of... But I don't know, you want to go to number three? Can you right to number three?
Mm-hmm.
You have them all numbered?
No,
okay.
Go ahead.
Ocean Dunes unpaved right-of-way. Okay, Ocean Dunes down at the end of 421. Now we have 3 private beach access points at Ocean Dunes. The rest of the access points belong to Ocean Dunes. Now, over the past
three private or public?
Yeah, three public means.
Yeah, three public. I'm sorry, three public. Now, I'm not, I guess I'm not doing too well today. Must have had too much dinner. In any case, we have three public entrances. Those three public entrances, we talked to the HOA. The HOA response was actually they support 50 feet on each side of those public access points. But we have a problem. If we go to the public access point one on Stormy Petrel, we have a public beach access point right here, folks. So can we zero in on this? Actually, you can see a car here right now. So you can see the access point, and you'd be talking about 50 feet on each side. The only problem with this access point is you may have a difficult time putting in diagonal parking because it's not very deep. Now, the only thing we can do, and if we wish to take a look at this particular area, there's nothing infrastructure-wise that would prevent us from parking in that area. The infrastructure is buried, and there aren't any valve connections right in this particular area. You can see we have a bicycle that can obviously be moved, but for parallel parking, it may be a little tight. I don't know, we could get an F-150 in there in diagonal parking. If we go to parallel type parking, we're going to actually, we would not get many cars in there, maybe six and 50 feet. So we need, that's a possibility. The next one is Neptune Lane. Let's see, where's that access point? This is their private one. This is Camp Wyatt. Here's Neptune, down here.
Right, but I didn't see that.
That would be this, probably. Yeah, because here's Surf Rider. That would be it. It would be here. If we could get... By the way, here's public parking. Curry Beach owned public parking right here. And it's... Bill, it's not often full, is it?
It's the last thing to film.
What's that?
It's the last thing.
Last thing. Right. Well, that should change. And we do make these changes that give the Ocean Dunes guys a little relief. If we can get near that... I have to go
down
to the beach access sign right down here. Now, this particular area
is the one by Surf Rider.
Yes. Actually, this is the Surf Rider one that we're looking at? Okay, the Surf Rider one, the reason I'm asking that is because the Surf Rider one could support diagonal parking. We could do something down there. This is pretty wide open in this area. The depth is good. We can do something there on 50 feet each side of the opening. It is the Neptune Lane that actually has water valves in on both sides of that public access. We will not be able to use that one. So... For the sake of the HOA and the sake of the folks down in Ocean Dunes, we can use the Stormy Petrel as part of the solution, and we can use Surf Rider Circle as part of the solution.
What's the rationale behind limiting to 50 feet from one of the access points?
It's just a number we picked that gives you 100 foot of parking and saves the rest of their right-of-way. Right now, today, people park along the whole thing.
Right.
And we actually want to control that. But certainly, I mean, from an opinion perspective, If you think it ought to be larger, I mean, that's a debate, right, people can have. Sandman.
Is this the Creations to Sandman? Or no, this is the regular Sandman.
Okay, let's see, where's Sandman?
Sandman Lots,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to come back and have
him. Sandman Drive, there it is. Well, let's come to the edge of Sandman because this is what we want to talk about.
Okay. Here. No, further down.
Not there, over here. Come down Sandman and come up past this corner right here.
There.
Okay. This is on Sandman Court, and the town has responsibility for these particular lots. Now, there's debate. And none of the department heads had a problem with this, that we could put maybe one or maybe two lines of traffic in there. My particular proposal would be, if we think about it, is potentially resident only one road traffic for overflow parking. At least temporarily until something's determined to do with that particular asset.
Doing diagonal parking.
You could actually pull straight there. You wouldn't have to go diagonal on there. And you could do it on, anywhere along here. So there's a potential for, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 vehicles.
Mr. Mayor, you're saying just one entrance in, parking on each side, and they'd come back out the same way?
Yeah. Frankly, what I would see them doing is just coming up over the rounded, pulling into this area, whether we put stone there or whatever we do, but just coming up over the curb, because the curb is just the...
We would like gravel it off so that it's designated as a parking, because I can
yes.
see 10 vehicles and somebody going, well, I'm just parked back here for 20 minutes while I'm running my friend's house and park the second row. Of course,
well,
they should be ticketed.
That's what we have our police department for. They can take care of that. But we would put ropes up or something like that, but that is a potential area. So there's 10 to 15 more there. I think when you find out, we'll be able to add quite a few spaces if we think it through and do it intelligently. Curie Dunes to Sandman. Here's Curie Dunes. Now, Curie Dunes is a wide street. There is potential, at least down in this area, because you don't really have driveways on either side of this street, with this except here, that you could potentially put some parking on one of these sides of the street. And if we deem we want to do that, we certainly would talk to the HOA, get their opinion. But I wouldn't put it all the way along the street. I don't think that's necessary, but I think that in this area, because when you run into driveways and you're pulling in across the street, that becomes a problem.
Rest would be on one side or the other, and fire lines for the other side.
Right.
Okay. We let the HOA decide which side of the street they want it on, correct?
Well, that's what you're talking about, if they have a preference.
And that's resident on, or are we just saying a particular parking place?
It would be, it's an opportunity for parking. It's right off Fort Fisher. Okay. So, I don't view that would necessarily be resident only in this first block. At the end of Sandman, resident only.
Okay.
Would be my guess. I mean, that's just an opinion. It's not official.
Right.
Three votes, right?
Yeah.
So it's just an opinion. Seahorse Lane in Sea Watch. Okay. Now,
Sea Watch has, may have some potential. There may be some potential on Sea Watch Way. Again, you have to look at, these will be future driveways, however. This will be a future driveway, probably. And we have driveways here. So the only area that it looked like it might be possible to have parking for residents only, parking for golf carts, parking for things like that, but could potentially be in this first section of Seahorse Place. And we would talk to the HOA about that. It would be one side of the street, the other side would be the fire lane.
So four cars maybe.
There's not a whole lot more we can do. I mean, I personally know that a lot of people put their golf carts and things in this area. Right. And trying to help with some of that, I think this is the best option that might be available.
Okay. I mean, because you see a picture of one car.
Yeah, it's the only place you really don't have driveway interruption.
Right. But that one car, when you extrapolate that over
yeah,
the perimeter,
you could extrapolate that to say
four cars.
Yeah, I'd say a maximum of six.
So let's say, just for everybody here, we did this on this street. You'd have parking the first 50, 60 feet. Everywhere else, there'd be no parking signs. So think about that also. That we'd begin to clutter things up. There'd be no parking signs. So
well,
it's a big decision.
Joe, I would say that that's correct in some areas. On this area, we would probably have blue markings on the
car. Well, I'll just use that as an example.
Right.
You know, for everything
right.
we do, there's going to be a.
There will be places that signs will be necessary. Some places signs will be necessary.
And we need to avoid people like that little white vehicle up there that parked and yeah. interfere with someone being able to back out of the driveway.
That's a ticket.
Yeah.
Trying to protect the neighborhood. Let's go to Sea Lane Road. Okay. Sea Lane Road is this area around this retention pond. The road is wide enough to support parking, but there is a large number of driveways that become problematic. The only other area that has potential, as you can see, this guy's parking on the right of way, would be potential, or that's the unimproved right of way, or the unpaved right of way, would be the potential to put some along here. Because some of these driveways come forward. This one does, but between a few of these houses, there's a potential for resident-only overparking. In the neighborhoods, I'm trying to stick with resident-only type of activity so that we can protect them as more and more people try to fill the beach, right? So some of these places will not make people feel good about having a parking place here, but if it's resident only, it should be well managed, would be my estimate. Now, this does not say all of these will happen. These are potentials.
Is that parking that close to retention pond?
I'm sorry?
Is that advisable that close to retention pond?
Along the street here, we would not be where he's parking, you would actually be in the street. So we would not be on the, I don't know what that, there's a little raised bunker there, right? So, but that would be street and the other side would be marked as fire lane. I'm not sure how many we could actually get in there, but it might be a few. Curry Beach Village Way to Sloop Point on the Sea Watch side of the street. I think this is a golden opportunity here. Right here, yes. If you look at, can we go all the way down to Fort Fisher?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can see the sea view was under construction at the time. You can see all that. It's a parking we used to look forward to. When you start here, and if you can move all the way up to, the entrance up here to Sea Watch, and then even potentially some on this side of the street, though we have to be, this is a, this is a, a very wide road, but we'd still have to be careful about letting people handle driveways. But there's a lot of potential for parking on the backside of Sea Watch houses on that particular street. Actually, you could actually take this, if you continue, up to the end of the, or the beginning of the Keys. The only problem we have here is there is a little bit of a drainage issue in this area. So that, all the things that I've showed you have not been rejected for reasons of infrastructure, for reasons of fire safety, or for reasons of police safety or police awareness. So that comes down to what makes sense. These are available.
Resident only, or do you talk about public?
I'm sorry?
Is that resident only along there? Or?
I think at some point in time you could probably change it to resident only, but again, you're really right up against Fort Fisher Boulevard here, down here. So, and you can't park here,
yeah,
because every one of these is a driveway. So you can start here, and I think that has the potential to go one way or the other. We'd have to take a look at that. So that was the work that we did within the communities, drive arounds, checking things, looking at infrastructure maps, checking water maps. So that was a list of the possibilities for primarily resident-only activity. Any questions on any of that particular, so you know what is available? Okay. Now, if we could move to the new space identification. Alan.
Okay. Ken Richardson and I found a day it wasn't raining, and we rode out, and we started at N Avenue. And Ken, please jump in anytime you see something there. But basically what we did, we rode the street. And we started in and south to E and then turn around and come right back up. So everything was always on our right side.
Okay.
We found, we didn't try to jump back and forth across roads. So we rode north to south and then went south to north. And tried to identify where parking places were. Most of those areas are large blocks, so it might be a block, and we'd measure off 20 feet for a parking place and try to identify how many parking places were in there. So maybe if we could go to N Avenue and just get right on the street there. Right on, go on Fort Fisher, we just started in. All right, for example, you see the cars there over here on Fort Fisher. There's our first one there says a block, one block, three spaces. You see that? Where we want to come in and mark those individually and make them three individual spaces. That'd be up for debate. But basically, and Mandy, if you just want to just scroll south on the end.
Which side of the street are you looking at?
We're on that side right there. We started at N, yep, and we came this way. So we went south on Fort Fisher and worked our way all the way down to E.
So you were saying just mark those three as individual spaces.
Three as individuals. I mean, this is just simply an inventory of spaces that were there. Some spaces we're going to mention are spaces that we can tell have been blacked out. They might have been marking still on the curb from when it was paved, and it was and they've been blocked out. So
somebody went out there and did it in the middle of the night?
No.
In
Chief Bowden's review of it, you'll see the next up. In Chief Bowden's review, there may have been spaces that have been requested to be taken out.
That lot right there, the space where there's the three, I mean, I would be recommended that we make that three spaces and paint it. That keeps people parking.
Right.
Absolutely.
What's the right term? Fairly.
Well, we're going to find that all the way up and down the
road. All those need to be broken up.
As you can see, we have a single space right there. And then we tried to identify new spaces.
The driveway to that. So this is the driveway
to this particular area. Nothing's here. I don't see a driveway there, so that's why.
Yeah, so we had the 329 was the space, 305 to 309 was one block of spaces reserved for the Blue Marlin.
15-minute parking.
15-minute parking.
Put that in half.
Okay. Right there at the Blue Marlin, we have 15-minute parking. We have one block, three spaces. There was right at the post office, come down to 233. We felt like there was room right there between the post office parking.
Yeah. Commissioner Oliver, can you back up at the Blue Marlin? Are you now? Because you didn't have it listed as new spaces.
It's not. It's existing spaces that are list, that are marked 15-minute parking.
Okay, so you had no recommendation about that.
No, we just
marked them all, but the same as the other one.
He has three spaces for 15-minute parking?
Three spaces right here.
Can we make that seasonal?
This is just an inventory.
You can do whatever
this
you want.
This is just an inventory of what's existing out there right now.
Whatever makes sense.
That's a space.
I know.
Now, you're saying, isn't that a driveway right there?
Right here was a space we felt like we could put something in there.
Between the two driveways?
Between the two driveways. It doesn't mean, we've got them tighter than that in other places.
Okay. Just existing ones are that tight.
Yeah.
There is.
Yes.
So, as we come on down the street, as you can see, there's just no way to put parking in.
Right.
I'll have to look at my notes, y'all. I'm sorry.
Why are you doing that?
There's a hard copy in your packet.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my list because I know what.
226.
So if you come down to 226, come down to 133, it was one block.
What about 213?
Yeah, sorry, excuse me. 213, we found there was a one space. It looked like it was removed right there.
Where is that one?
213.
At 213?
Or the yellow.
Yeah. There was one right in there. You could tell it had been removed. You could still see the mark on the curb.
Okay.
So we could put, and like I said, there was some historical background to it that we didn't know about. That's what the chief
I think so is that one the chief said we should not do because it was a request of the owner?
I'll have to look.
No.
See.
No.
No. No.
Which one was it?
213 North.
That wasn't on your sheet.
214.
213 was the one that he had no comment to that.
Is that a little condo, I believe? Yeah. I think
they've got off-street parking here. Oh, there's the black marks.
You can see the black marks.
Are you sure those black marks? Are they the breaks in the
It could be
concrete.
No, they were there before the paving.
Okay.
And they took them out.
Then I don't know if we want to go through every single existing parking that's there, but we did do the inventory. If you come right down to the everything else was existing all the way down to K, with no potential for new parking places.
Okay.
To K, if you see the places there, anything that's there would be a block that we have determined might be two or three, or possibly even four spaces, as you see there. If you come all the way down to the convenience store there at K, to the Island Mart. You see, all this is right beside the parking lot there.
Right.
And there's a potential for some parking in there. One was two right from the Island Mart back south there where all those cars are parked right there, right on the street.
Is that where we used to have the trolley stop?
The trolley's down here. Oh, okay. And it's still marked trolley parking, but we need to remove that sign.
Yeah, get taken.
And then,
sign's
still out looking. I came down here tonight.
That's still.
And then there's a utility pole. I use that as a, it's about halfway in between the two, right in there. And I'm just put the pole number as a reference point. But Chief Bowden and I talked about possibility of pulling the parking more towards the south to so we don't have people walking in between cars coming out into the street from a safety standpoint to try to get them to walk up the street to cross over. But we do have a potential. There's a lot of curb cuts in there, I guess, from the previous business that was there that we've avoided. But we've got a fence. We've got a rope fence down through there. So we can mark all that as new parking right in there.
Until Sam decides what he wants to do, I think we could probably mark that.
Yeah. Yeah, we can always take them out.
And then we would we use the first section, the north piece, for truck unloading?
We could do something like that, and that's a good point to make that as truck unloading.
Because they park there anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But we can work, you know, there's a lot of logistics to work out on the width, I mean, the length of the spaces and all that. So this is, you know, we just tried to identify areas that we could add parking.
Okay.
If we come all the way, as you see, we've got a lot of other spaces. If we come all the way down to, let's do 318, Mandy.
Before you go to 318, can you stop at 226?
All right, back up to 226.
Where is 226? Would be.
Were you looking at north?
No, south. We're now south.
We're going south.
We're going south. Can't tell what the addresses are.
There's 330.
Here's 318.
So
if you go up a little more, I'll be able to see it when I get there.
There it is.
Yeah. Here's one of the. There are three places that if we want to work with the homeowners, I think we could mark restricted. This is one. There is no off-street access for this particular home.
Correct.
The only place they can park is out here. It must be a bare season. So the thought there would be is that you take one of those spaces, etch it in red, mark it 218, and if
somebody's parked there that they don't want parked there, they can call the tow. There's only really three properties like that in the south. That's one of them. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. Go to 318. It looked like right there that space was pretty tight for, if I remember correctly, it was like 17 feet, wasn't it?
Right, it was tough.
Yeah, it was tough there, but it's marked as a block, and then so you've got, so.
You get two in there, it would be tough.
Yeah, it would be tough.
It's too big for one.
They might just leave it a block, just leave it one open like that, as it is.
Frankly, I'm not sure how
they can see to back out if somebody's parked there.
Well, it's true, but it doesn't meet the it was consistent what we have all up down the street. So
are you saying add space there or not?
No, we're saying that I would leave that space as it is since it is technically shorter than 40 feet. It'd be tough to block it, make it down to.
Now, that's another home that does not, it's one of the three that does not have any off-street parking
and
access.
And we may want to designate that one also. Okay. At 510, I had as a new space. And I think that's one of the spaces that the chief identified as the resident. Before we'd add that back, we'd probably need to check with the resident there because it'd probably been eliminated at some point.
Now, that's interesting. They do have off-street access. And it looks like there would be space for a parking space.
Yeah, and it was a space that had been there. And we felt like, well, we could add a new space there, a space back. But that was just a comment with the chief. So there'll have to be some, you know, contact maybe with the property owner.
Okay.
It could be a different property owner now. They wouldn't have any opposition to it. And then 614 is one block. It's longer than 20 feet, but it's not big enough to put in six, 14, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
Does he have a driveway now?
Yeah.
Grass driveway on the end.
Yeah. But there was, so, there was a spot there that was marked. It could have been added after the street was paved or something, but there was a space there.
Well, what about north there, north of the grass driveway? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think that's where it was, right there in that area right there.
Okay.
Some of it was visible with Google. I tried to look at it also, yeah, and some of it was visible with this, and some of it wasn't. Then if we come down to...
I'm sorry, again, so are you recommending that as a spot or not?
I'm thinking it's a spot that's longer than 20 feet and is currently there. It's not a new one, it's currently there. We just need to leave it as one space because we can't break it down into two.
Okay.
If we're going to break them all down into two. Okay. And then if we come all the way down to 636, and I think that's been a space that's been deleted at some point because of the resident request.
Now, 636 is also a no access. The cars side of it, I believe, belong to the
this property. So that may be the that third restrict.
That may be maybe the third restricted.
And they may not be interested in that.
Yeah. And if we look right there at E Avenue, we've got the one block. It looks like one block with two. We felt like we could add one more space there.
Just north of E.
Just north of E.
Is there a space requirement, Chief, on nearer to a pedestrian crosswalk?
Not that I'm aware of, but
we have to move. Okay. It makes sense that if we gauge anything,
we,
that makes
we gauged it as 20 feet off the intersection, but not knowing exactly where you would mark that 20 feet from, we felt like there was a potential to put one right there.
Okay.
Okay, if we go now, start going back north from this point, because the bike lane starts right after E, so we couldn't do anything through there.
Okay.
So if we come across the street, 641 to 633, there's a space, we could add a space in there where that lot is, but it would block the driveway to the vacant lot. It's a note, 641. To 633, right at the bottom of your screen.
Yeah, I see
631. So we would not want to, that was the note from the chief was to block the driveway of a vacant lot.
Right, don't want to do that.
So we might not want to do that. That was just our observation. And then 621 is an old space that we would need to contact the property owner.
621, yeah,
right in there. There's
no bike lane down
there. Not in there. There's not. There's not a bike lane from E back into town. So there's not a bike lane there for you.
Use Third Avenue.
So
I know what it's back.
Go down to 601 where the Faith Center. Yeah, there's a. See, that's a big space right there. There's a potential mark off and make four parking places right there.
Okay.
It's just, I'm sorry, what was that number?
601. It's where the Faith Center is.
That's the Lutheran.
Yeah,
retreat. Lutheran Church.
Yeah. Okay.
Recreation Center.
513. And I had a question. We had a question.
Those are all gone now with the new.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah, some of those are gone now because of new construction. We had a lot of new construction right in there.
Yep.
That things would. So anywhere we identified spaces that were there currently as last Thursday, and then the we found a new space at 513, just north of a vacant lot.
Okay. That's certainly one we can look at.
You can look at. A lot
that side of the street is very difficult to
it's
get.
It's very difficult on that side of the street. At 435, we're going to lose another space because there's a home being built there currently.
Okay.
We saw that was going to happen. There's still marked there. Construction vehicles are parking there.
That's
but it'll go away with the driveway when it's put in. 325 is not good. We can focus. Can we zoom in on 325?
It's probably going to be one of those. There's a parking space in front of the right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
See, when those are parking places, that house has been built right there where that parking place is. And that's the gentleman that attended the council meeting and talked about his ability to pull in off the road. And it is tight right there, but there's no place to put on-street parking. And his house, right there where the cursor is very, right there, is very tight. I mean,
yeah.
Can you do the street view?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is tight.
See, those parking places have been, well, see, the house has been, it's been built since then, since the aerial shot. See how tight that is right there? But
yeah.
There's no place to...
He had a problem that people were parking here we and
can't,
blocking that access.
Yeah, the curb needs to be cut back there to get into...
His
driveway.
Yeah. So that 325 and the one just to the right of it, both of them are pretty tight.
That's why it's blacked out.
Yeah. Those are relatively narrow homes on a lot there. But there's just nothing. Now, why the curb, you know, we could potentially do some curb work there to help him get into the spot right there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. We go to continue to, at 201, there was an existing, it was 17 feet, so we couldn't break it down into two. We couldn't break it down into two lots. Everything else is identified down through there that's, you know, currently there. If we go down to Beach House Burger, everything else through there is existing and there's no new places that we felt like we could add. If you come down to 118, basically Beach House Burgers, there was some potential in there, but the note here from the chief is it's too congested in there to add parking places. We questioned whether the street was wide enough in there anyway, but we put it on our inventory.
Yeah, with the turning lane, you lose a lot of the...
Yeah. At 122, by the pier, there was potential for a space there. If
where was that happening?
Come on down to by the Beach House Burger,
uh-huh.
And the lot right there.
Right here?
Yeah, right there on the street. There's a potential to put one on the street there if the width of the street and everything would handle it with it being tapered down and everything right
are
in there.
Are you talking about this?
No,
right. No, right there where the cursor is, right there.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just close to the intersection how it starts tapering down.
Yeah.
There, so, you know, we just identified it and asked for, you know, some type of comment. 202.
Chief, do you have anything on that one?
Yeah, if you would get further to your left where the cursor is, it's right there in front of those green bushes.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I thought you were talking about. There's an entrance and exit to that motel.
Right.
It'd be very difficult, but right there where those green bushes are, I think you could get at least one space.
Yeah.
It's still going to be a hazard.
That way they're not
looking at that.
A lot of in and out. Okay. It is a difficult area. There's a lot of traffic in and out.
Yeah, and we thought we'd identify it and then just throw it out there for a response. As you can see there, if you come on down by the Seven Seas Inn, we've got a relatively long space there that we could mark into four spaces. 202. We've already talked about that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, we found one possibility of one new space at 326. Right in there.
There was a guy came out and told he was going to have one.
Yeah.
Where? Here?
Yeah, right in there. We felt like we could add another one right in there. And then closer to N Avenue, and with one block and two spaces, and then just right beyond that, we felt like right in there around 338, it felt like we could get another one in there also. Yeah, right in there.
Okay. Now, somebody's using that for parking.
Yeah, and some of it might have to be beyond that, yeah, behind that. Yeah, right in there, yeah. Best I can remember. But like I said, we threw these out. We found one thing I thought was just as a side note. It's kind of odd, right across from the post office. We could probably put a parking place in. We tried to identify where mailboxes were.
Yeah.
But there's a mailbox in front of a house right across the street from the post office.
Wow.
That's what it is. So, I'm not saying this is absolute exact science, but we did try to do a decent inventory. And we did identify several new places.
Yeah. What was the net add, you would say? 16 or something?
I don't know.
I think it was like 16.
Was it 18? The giant
add up his numbers. There's
18. 18 new places.
Okay. So we would take a look at those. Some of those would be tight.
Some would be tight. Some of it might not be possible. But.
Yeah. So, okay. Ken, thank you. I know that took quite a bit of time to run up and down the street and look at the maps. And thank you, too, Alan.
Ken's a good driver. I got the right. He got the drive.
All right.
Can you park at the post office when it's not operational?
No. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. You can't?
I don't think you can, no.
Andy, can you park at the post office when it is closed?
If they don't have a sign for everything, you don't see where you can.
Okay.
I mean, we pay for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Nobody's ever parked there.
No, nobody's ever. Yeah.
Nobody parks there.
Where to park if I need to go to the north side of the
Somebody parked there before.
Before this weekend, all these people in the room.
Yeah. Well, that would only be good on Sunday, then, wouldn't it? Right?
Parking anywhere that I don't get it.
Okay. So we went through that inventory and we went through the drive around inventory. So there's, let's see, what else do we have? Identify possible designated parking spaces in E, I, and 6th Avenue medians. Okay, let's go to 6th Avenue first.
We do need to talk about this at council this time because Jimmy has the bumpers. And he's just waiting for us to tell him
on E,
I, and 6 to put them out. So he's ready to go. He did put the bumpers at the handicap accesses, painted yellow, so they stand out from the gravel.
There it is. Orange dot. Right there. So there's the median. Everybody parks on that median today for church. Everybody parks on that median today for residents. Question is, do you want to open that up for public parking on 6th Street? And you can take it all the way down. And then if you do open it up, do you open it up for parallel parking or do you open it up for diagonal parking?
You could do two lanes. I mean, one on each side. One
diagonal.
So you could probably put
a lot.
60, 70 spaces there.
Yeah. Put the a lot street. There.
Come back to
so that would put a lot of traffic. It would be a burden on the people that live on that avenue, on that street.
Well, sure. Yes. It wouldn't necessarily be popular to the people on 6th Street. I would imagine that it couldn't be. But there are a lot of people that park there now. You can see by the condition of the area. It's not any better now than it was then.
I think we should utilize it. I think it's a good.
Question is, how many will we get there? You could park diagonally on each side and actually put quite a few vehicles there. I haven't been at that particular church on a Sunday morning. I really don't know how much space they use.
Well, I think it might be something to work with them on that area right there, that
right.
No public parking until after.
How long is a block?
John,
how long is a block? How much?
400 feet. Okay, well, so 6th is an opportunity. We need to decide how to use it. I think we need to use it, and we'll put that out. We'll have a public meeting on that, and we'll vote on it. And you make the turn right down to I Avenue.
The spacing and just, you know, keeping the intersections, the ends of the median clear, 400 feet, you probably do 35 to 40 cars on each side of the road.
Each side or each block?
Yeah, each block. So you could do, if you did 35, you could do 70 feet cars per block.
That would not be a lot of parking.
6th Street.
That's a lot of parking if you need it.
Well, it'd be organized too.
Yeah, it would be organized. Yeah. My question is, how much parking do you want?
That's what I thought.
Exactly.
So are you saying 35 on I or?
Well, no, I'm just saying if you do the math, you know, you give some space for the intersection so that you can't block intersections, space to open up car doors. I think the parking space has to be 8 feet wide, right?
It's 9 feet wide.
Nine feet, well, then my math is wrong.
There's people parking there today, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we put up bumpers, does that mean it's like buys the honey? Are the bumpers
Exactly.
Today there are people that park parallel to avoid out of towners from parking, you know.
Yeah. That's what happens on I. People park parallel. So
yeah, people park parallel to protect their homes.
People that have driveways park on I. And not park their car in their driveways, which should be ticketed, in my opinion. But
I don't know. I mean, it's their, they pay for that space, so it's I can understand the feeling.
I think if it's organized, we have a way to make it.
Well, we don't have to. We can look at it, and we can do it in a reasonable way to a reasonable amount.
Yeah.
We don't have to put 75 on each side. Maybe we do 40 or 50 feet in the center. We get 10 cars in that median, so we don't overwhelm right people. But let's go all the way down.
Let's go all the way down to a 4.
Because I think, don't we have the water? Yeah, see, this area, some of these areas are blocked off now. The pump house is blocked off.
Yeah.
That, you can't use that area. Matter of fact, you ought to beautify that area. We talked about that. We need to look at that in the future. And then that front is already...
Looks like it's about 11. Is it about 11 on the
other
side?
If I may, are we talking paid parking or...
No, free? We're not talking paid parking at all yet.
Okay.
Right, so... We could never get to paid parking until we control parking, right? If we try to go paid parking today, people park wherever they want.
Well,
it would just be
and Mr. Mayor, I think you know, I live there, and
yes.
That's becoming a very big problem area.
Yeah, matter of fact, you
it's right going to be bumpered.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good. Yes.
We're going to talk about that.
Those are
next council meeting.
This area across from your home is actually blocked.
It's restricted, yeah.
But on the next block up, there have been 4 fistfights in the past 5 weeks that I've been here.
I missed
them. I believe one arrest on I Avenue. Over parking.
We did rip off the ends
yes.
to keep the intersections clear, but Jenny's just waiting for us to give them permission to put the bumpers in.
I think that'll help.
Yeah, that's definitely going to help.
We'll put bumpers in. Geez, if they're fighting back on 4th, can't imagine what they're doing in the access points.
Better.
Yeah. Okay, then the other one is E, which is...
Mm-hmm.
Which is a median. Right there it is. So, today I think on E, people are parking.
They park on the, right at the street?
Yeah, they're actually parking on this right of way.
Mm-hmm.
This individual owns that right of way, so I guess he could complain
if you wished to, but...
And people tried to park two tires on that first median, which is ridiculous, and block the road.
Yeah, well, yeah, that hasn't happened recently.
Yeah.
That can't happen. So we're really talking about this area right there. There's no pump house.
But that would only fit one car parked across it. It won't fit two.
Well, it could be herringbone, right?
Yeah.
Or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today they were parked to the left of the intersection when I... Mm-hmm.
They're still there when I came here.
Yeah.
So I think that median, that particular median, it's an opportunity. Like I said, if you herringbone it, maybe get 8 or 9, 10 cars there.
Between third and fourth.
Yes.
I like
that. That's far enough off. I mean, there's plenty of parking in that area for the residents. But it's just an area that you could particularly add. You could add some spaces if you wish to add spaces. Question would be, would they be public or resident only? If you ask the residents, would you like spaces there for resident only, they'd say, I don't need them. But I'll let David work that one. That's his street.
Yeah.
Well, I think people would not have an issue with parking on E as long as it was bumpered.
Yeah.
Down by the Fort Fisher, roped off, no or no parking signs, and then, of course, subsequent trash was picked up. Because there will be trash.
Did we, Jimmy, did we mow that?
Jimmy's not here.
Oh,
Jimmy's not here.
No. Did we mow that?
Yes, we did.
We got several dead bushes and stuff in there. Landscaping wise.
Well, we also have a bush. I mean, there's a couple bushes. There's one at 2nd and H, too, that's high and blocks things that we really need to do something with when we get the opportunity, right? Right now, we're getting a lot of garbage. Picking up a lot of garbage.
Mr. Mayor, if I may be selfish in my regard here, but you're two streets down from where I reside right now on Marquesa Way.
Yes.
With the Live Oaks Village HOA. Have you heard from our
HOA board? At this point? No, yeah. I have not. Not yet.
Okay. Have they looked at our street to see about the
I looked at your street, but you have so many opposing driveways, I don't believe that's a good fit for parking.
Right. That's why I'm here mainly, because we're curious about, first of all, our board was under the impression that we could, as an HOA, decline any public parking on our street.
It's not our street. Yes,
it's a public street. It's a Perry Beach street.
I mean, we certainly are interested in your opinion, right?
Yeah.
Because you're the taxpayers. Right. That's important. We can just take a quick look at Marquesa. There it is. Oh, you're way ahead of me, as usual.
It's got to be too narrow.
But as you can see, I mean, there's so many opposing driveways. I really don't see any opportunities.
Not only that, mailboxes. We have a small 15-lot community here.
Yeah.
Not like Sea Watch and some of these other places where you have a local postal drop-off, I think. But... yeah, I mean, and this is another technical thing in terms of measurement. Are you measuring blacktop, or are you measuring any part of the guttering at all to qualify 26 feet?
You measure gutter to gutter. Top of the gutter, top of the gutter.
Okay. Well, we're 26 feet or
right
ahead of it.
Right. But so, I really don't see a place to put...
Your point is well taken, though. The opposing driveway...
Yeah, see, yeah. I mean...
It wouldn't work.
The designer, driveway to driveway to driveway to driveway, you know, just... There's really which side of the street you're going to use.
Yeah, it'll work.
It's just not very conducive now. There's potential back here, but there really needs to be some. We need to do some cutting back there too. That's getting to be pretty deep.
It's really bad.
Yeah, you couldn't get out of your car on the right side.
I got lucky on that one.
Picked up the boat there. Well, I just have one other final comment, if you could indulge me. I think it's awesome that the council and the town is interested in getting feedback from the HOAs. That's a great thing. Mm-hmm. I'm somewhat perplexed about what kind of feedback. I mean, you know, it comes down to a street and people saying, "Well, I don't want the parking space in front of my house," and your neighbor across the way feels the same way.
That's why we're putting it on the HOA.
So, That's not stupid. They're not stupid. Yeah, that's a thing.
No. So when we get no parking, we just blame the HOA. I'm only kidding. No. I mean, we'll figure it out. We have to figure it out.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Well, thank you for indulging me, all of you. I think that answers all my questions.
Okay. We have... So, I mean, there's quite a few opportunities. I think we could add 100 plus spaces based on what we see.
What we're seeing tonight, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's probably just sixth if you really wanted to do that. But I think we need to look. If we approve those spaces, then we need to lay out something, go to a public meeting, and make it look reasonable and not like...
We think. We need to say we're going to have this meeting place.
Yeah. So the next challenge would be, what's reasonable on a street like that?
Mayor, is there no parking able on K as you approach the bend and go up Dow? That land, that's not the government land, but there's a large area at the end of that. People would have to walk five blocks, but it could be, seems to me, could be a big parking lot up there.
The reason we are looking at six is because when you go back there, you actually run into State and Matsu and Sunny Point. Dow is on Sunny Point land. It's in the blast zone.
The ball field and the tennis courts are Matsu. So that's...
We pay to have the park there.
Yeah.
I think she's talking after.
But yeah, but going back that way, that's Matsu.
Could you negotiate with them and put paid parking there?
This is not our land. This is not our land. That is government, U.S. federal government land. So, you get a ticket up there, you go to the federal
court.
Federal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I realize that, but I thought on the right side there, that opposite the tennis courts and everything, that there might be that belong to the town.
No. Nothing. This area here does not belong to the town. Even this area at that point in time, we were using it, as you can tell. But that area does not belong to the town. Our actually half of 7th Street does not belong to the town. The west half of 7th Street, which is why there is no 7th Street. Now, we're working on things like that with this land use study, but I don't know. I have no idea what the outcome will be on that. But I think there's a hope that in this, there's opportunities for every community, one for overflow parking, we'll have to see, maybe residents only. I would like to see residents only in neighborhoods. And then we need to see what we can do on the streets and on the big medians, that'll have to be public parking, I believe. But on one opinion, there's four others, and we'll have that debate when we actually outline what we want to do, and then you will get an opportunity to say you like it or you don't. And I think one thing's for sure, we won't have 100% I really like it. So we'll see what we can do. Okay, what else do we have here? We've got residential stickers we talked about, we can do that. We can figure out what to do there. And restrictive spaces, we've talked about that. So I believe we've covered all six action items. Am I correct, gentlemen?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay.
I'd like, before we take this to a public meeting, I'd like to be able to see exactly how many parking places and how it would be, anticipate how we would lay it out, especially in the median area.
I mean, you're right, it's going to take a little bit of time and a little bit of manpower. We're going to have to go out there and walk those areas, measure those areas. This helps tremendously, but we'll have to physically get that done. And since our staff's very busy, I hope we all can read a ruler. So we'll figure it out.
I bet they got a measure of wheel or something.
Craig?
Yeah, one thing, obviously the driving motivation for all this is emergency access.
Right.
And I remember vaguely, I don't know what the rules are, but I remember vaguely that for cul-de-sacs less than a certain number of feet, I believe it's either 200 or 300 feet or something like that, that emergency vehicles, the design elements, you don't have to actually have a turnaround within them, that they're allowed to back out, you know, because they can go in there, but if it's short enough that they can go and back out. So I would recommend at least somebody checking to see what the rules are, because we've got a number of cul-de-sacs in Curie Beach that are less than 200 feet, I believe. And I think also that if the radius of the cul-de-sac is larger than 32 or 35 feet or something like that, so you may want to consider residential on-street parking in those situations if it's allowable by law.
That's a good point, Craig. We can look at that. The first thing that comes to my mind is the five houses in the pie shape, every driveway kisses, but...
Probably until about 3 weeks ago, everybody would have been parking on those cul-de-sacs.
Yeah, well, that's...
So, you know, I mean, it certainly yes, can be worked out.
Particularly on some... I mean, in the actual circle, I don't see a lot of viability in that. But maybe getting into the...
Well, I know in Boca Court that everybody's been parking on the cul-de-sac on the street.
Really?
You know, being careful. You know, residents. You know,
yes.
Right in front of the
house. Oh, yeah, of course, residents.
You know, I would just suggest checking to see what the rules are, that if a cul-de-sac is less than a certain distance, where emergency vehicles, the standards they can back out rather than have to turn around, that you might want to consider maybe with consultation of the HOAs, you know, obviously they're on-street parking in those types of situations.
Okay. Gentlemen, comments?
I'll throw in my congratulations to the staff people that worked on putting all this together and those that went out on the road to
We went out with all the department heads.
I wrote that one too.
Special.
Yeah.
And Ken was part of that. And planning and zoning has been a big piece of this as well. So and we may have to recruit some of them to help with some of these layouts.
I'll be glad to, you know, to go to those areas and help mark them off. I'm, I don't mind doing that.
Yeah, we can make these assignments as soon as I talk to each one of you.
Yeah. I think we should have a couple
publicly say you do this. Yeah. And then
it's almost end of the season. I think we should have a couple hearings on this so that everybody can attend, because I don't think one hearing will do it. And we have two or three over the course of the winter, but I think we should have everything in place by February. You know, well before the Easter holiday, which is kind of the official, unofficial beginning of the season.
Well, you know, to be fair to our public work staff, we're going to depend on them to do a bunch of this work.
But that also gives
we got to wait to get to see after the season's over with.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, on the council meeting for this, parking is not an agenda
item. No.
Are there council meetings?
Right. Other than Jimmy wanted to talk about putting out the bumpers on the medians, but I mean, if we
can. But I mean, we're not going to go over this again.
We're not going to go over this again. What we will probably do is I'll talk to each of you about assignments, right? And then we'll figure out what we're going to do with those assignments, what are reasonable dates to get them done. Then when we have that information, we will set a public hearing. Potentially, we'll set a public hearing date to review the work at the next council meeting.
When you get your letter to the HOA presidents,
yes,
the two that have come back, did they come to you, to Nancy, to the town, to the attorney?
They actually came to me.
Okay. When you get the other seven or so,
yes,
you'll make those available to the
HOA. Oh, I certainly will. I certainly will. In most cases, the HOA is kind of declining supporting a lot of this activity, so... It'll come down to, except Ocean Dunes. They were 72 hours in their response. They were quick. Thank you, Bill. So, yes?
So right now, you're thinking, talking about the February time frame, possibly.
I've stood out there. Wouldn't say
right, so. Right. Like for Thanksgiving and Christmas and holidays, we can't have our friends who are handicapped over at the same time then. Or family. Because there's no on-street parking, right?
You don't have parking in your
it's
driveway?
It's 3 blocks, 2.5 blocks away, around the corner, and they have difficulty walking.
And there are only 9 parking places there.
Some of them are 85, 90 years old.
We had 9 back homes there.
So,
And I have space for two.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be smart, but does that
mean
that...
No, I'm just asking.
Does that mean that you should park there and let them park in your driveway, or...?
But we only have two spaces in our driveway.
Okay.
That's it. We don't have... And we can't add more... Like, we have some neighbors in our development in Beach Walk that are considering getting widening their driveways to add additional parking. We don't have that option on our lot to add even one more spot, I don't think. Because we're on a ditch and we're on a pond, so we're missed two stuff. I mean, we don't have that.
Well,
I don't know.
If we can have the opportunity, potentially we can identify some of these resident-only parking areas before that.
Maybe you should.
I mean, this is going to be a process, right? It is going to be a process.
Right.
And we're trying to keep it moving.
And I appreciate you taking this under consideration from what Beach Walk had submitted, so we appreciate that.
It's important to every one of us, really. The ability for us to park safely, the ability for us to have emergency vehicles operate safely, right? The ability for our police force to get to where they need to be, and they need to be there quickly. It's all important. And having the right number of spaces. We did think allowing people to park in their own right of way would be helpful, but not every HOA agreed with that, right? And said they didn't want that. So, but we'll get to it. There's a lot of opportunity here. Every opportunity may not be close. And I can't say there's going to be a close opportunity for everybody, but... Yes, John.
Even though an HOA may recommend to us not to park in the right-of-way, that is the town's right-of-way.
It is, yes.
Okay. So we could overrule the HOA in that regard.
Yes, if we wished to. Right, if we wished to, yes. And at this point in time, that's something we wish to do.
I didn't know if there was like a temporary pass that could be given out maybe during Thanksgiving or during the holidays or special days. Just for maybe a few days or a day or a week.
Well, we are trying to figure out how to handle resident only, right? Like, does a resident come out of his driveway and park in resident only and his guests park in his driveway or what?
I said, I think the chief will put on his sunglasses.
I don't know.
They're very nice. Everybody. All the police.
Yeah, we have a good police force.
Mr. Mayor, I was just curious, what time frame do you see getting the number of parking places that you would do along 6th Street? The church and then down.
We could actually do that. That could be done relatively quickly. It's being used for parking. How many spaces would we get?
Right, that's what I was kind of curious. And would that be designated residential, church, or combination, or visitor?
My thought would be it'd be open or public parking. So, I mean, if you live there, obviously, there should be plenty of space for you to park there. But we would be looking for some beach overflow parking to get some of the congestion right out of town.
What about if we have workers, I mean people who have workers over, a delivery truck, and they're installing carpeting, or I know that the town was very nice and that the police were very nice when we spoke about, telling them somebody's going to be there for a few hours.
If it's a problem, now, I'm telling you this, I'm not trying to throw this or throw anybody under the bus. If it is not a problem, I think that Chief Bowden has not acted on that. If you get two people parking across the street, across from each other, doing something not very intelligent, I think then you could expect that some of those craftsmen who don't know enough to pull ahead to make sure there's a lane or park on the same side of the street to make sure there's a lane, they're likely to get a ticket. If it isn't an issue, it comes down to the officers, and we have good officers. We really do. So I'm not telling them not to do it, but I think they have more empathy than most police forces.
Thank you.
Yep.
Would you
you'd like to look at.
Yeah, I don't see here any more questions, so do I have a motion to adjourn?
Or answer.
So, your public hearings, might I suggest public information sessions? Public hearing, that's supposed to be the public comes and speaks and you don't interact, whereas a public information session is more like this. But notification, that's going to have to be scheduled by council.
Right.
If it's going to be a public hearing, whereas a public information session, I think the mayor can call it.
Yeah.
I think what we will do is put out information to the people on the website, or for a letter from me, or a letter from Joe, potentially, who's been very involved in parking as well, and telling them what we are doing, and then setting up a public hearing so people can comment on what we're doing. And
like
I think that's a good, like, after September, after Labor Day, when everything settles down, people are around, we have something on a Saturday morning, you know, for 2 hours or something. And
we can put some maps up of the areas of what we can come up with. Mm-hmm. And
put them up on
kind
resources.
Of rolling, you know, yeah. Start from the bottom. Coffee with Alan Oliver.
Yeah.
Coffee with Alan. Thank you very much, everyone.
Well, no, thank enough. You all for coming. So, do John?
Motion
that we adjourn. Good night. I have a motion to adjourn in a second. All in favor? Aye.
Adjourn. Sunny
Dye. So we've got